Muchas gracias. No confiaba en mi inglés. Estoy dolido. No es cierto. Very good morning, sisters and brothers. And I am just happy to be able to share with you. And I had a good time during Sunday worship class with our students. And I've heard about this church years ago when he first started working here in Chicago. So I was a student in Nashville, and I heard about someone who came to Chicago, Free Will Baptist Chicago. Wow. And it was something like to see that throughout the years that he has been faithful, Pastor David, being here and has served here for so many years. And you all have done a great transition to a bilingual church. So our church in Miami that I pastored in for more than 20 years, we were in that process of transition from English to Spanish. But I always heard of you all because you are the pioneers in this. And I think that God can use you as an instrument, as an example, as a congregation completely bilingual. And in our church that we are in Tennessee, we are trying to do something similar like that, Spanish, English, and we're there. But it's interesting how God is using you all to do this and to be a model. Y los Lewises, I knew them from way back. They were not even married yet. They were single. And we worked together at Welch College in the cafeteria. So imagine so many years ago, a family, an extraordinary family, and the way God has moved them here to serve in this place. God has done extraordinary things between you all. With and through you all. And 27 years of being a pastor in three different churches. Well, God called me to Welch College to teach. And that is what we are doing now. So today, in parentheses, my wife is here accompanying me, Mariah, my wife of 20 years that she has supported me. And that's a difficult task, but God has permitted us to have a beautiful family with two kids, Samuel, who's 24. He's married and he graduated from Welch, and Danny from Welch, he's finishing this last semester. So we close that parentheses, and right now we're here, we're serving and teaching, and I teach in the area of ministry and Bible. That is my area, and all my studies have been focused on that. And 5 years ago, that Welch College called me, and we started a program in Spanish. So before, Welch didn't have a Spanish program, and it completely in Spanish. And we started it 5 years a half ago, and thanks to God and what it's called, the Institute, the Hispanic Institute. So I'm not gonna work on or talk about the history because you all know a lot of history of Welch because you are influenced by Welch College. But Welch College is 1942 when the National Association of Free Will Baptists founded this institution as an institution, academic institution for our denomination. So Welch pertains to the National Association of Free Will Baptists. And it's directed by a group of brothers who are. So our annual reunion, it's when these leaders are here put together. So Welch is from the Free Will Baptist Church. It's not something independent, it's part of the Free Will Baptist. So there's only. In 42, there was only eight students, and this, became bigger and bigger. And now we have 400, 500, depending on the year, from different states and different countries in the world. So the institution of Welch is accredited. It's not just something Christian, a way, but we are accredited from the Foundation of Accreditation, which is something very important. So we have two programs in Spanish. One of them is a certificate of Bible and institution. And this one also is in English as well. And it exists in English because we started it in Spanish, but don't tell them. But when they saw that in Spanish, this was functioning so well, they're like, well, we can do this in English as well. And of course, I don't know why you guys haven't done it before, but this certificate does in English as well. If you don't, you know, want to do a whole degree, but you want 15 credit hours, that's going to help you to afford, you know, to have that strength in this area, you can do it in English or Spanish. And it's just 15 hours, Bible studies, the Old Testament, the New Testament, evangelism, discipleship. Those are the basic classes that we offer in this certificate. So it's 15 credit hours. Again, this is in English and in Spanish. And if you only speak English, it's perfect. And if you only speak Spanish, good. But you can, if you speak both, you can choose. Why do we do this? So there's two objectives, and it's to apply and demonstrate biblical principles in our ministry and our lives. And another one is to come together with our local church. And the objective of Welch is that the brothers and sisters of your local church to have that foundation, a biblical foundation that's really strong, to be able to come together. And so the brothers who are in evangelism or different areas of the church, the deacons, those who serve in the church, our objective is always for the brothers and sisters in the local church can serve better God through these studies. So the quality is the same. Sometimes we are, the Hispanics say, oh, it's just Spanish. We know that. No. The quality is the same of the classes that we offer in English as well as Spanish and Welch. And this is accredited. So we are under the accreditation standards. So the quality is the same. So regarding the cost, it's not the same. Why? We were able to reduce the cost for the students in Spanish speaking, which is very considerably low. Lo siento for, I'm really sorry for the English speaking students. Some may say, well, this is not fair. Quizás no, but don't say nothing. Just quietly. So this was reduced considerably. And there is, it says 390 per credit hour at Welch. And we have it now at 200 per credit hour. So for the program in Spanish only. And understanding that a lot of our people don't have the means to pay that much. And we desire that our churches receive the best training for God's ministry. And this is what Welch is doing to help those churches of speaking Spanish, because God is working there too. So, for example, if you take $200 per credit hour per student, and if you take two classes, it'll be $400, and you can be paying that 8 to 10 weeks. So it's like $40 to $44 weekly if you wanted to do it that way, which is something more accessible for everyone that's able to do it. And that's how a lot of our brothers and sisters are studying this right now. We also have scholarships for people who speak Spanish and those who speak English as well. So there's scholarships for all. This is not Spanish or English. There's scholarships for everyone, but there's some that are specifically for Spanish-speaking people as well. So what am I doing? What can I do? This is interesting to me. I want to do this. When you leave, there's a table with some literature of Welch. This is in Spanish. You can take one, read it, pray. And if you decide You can contact me. My phone number is there. But if you are really interested, even if you want to take one class, I always say to my brothers and sisters, just take one, and if you don't like it, nothing happens. But when this year started and last year, and Welch sent the notification that the students speaking Spanish who wanted to come, they're going to take one free class. So there's like 8 right now taking one class completely free. And a lot are saying, well, I want to keep doing it. I can't stop doing this. I need to finish because it's really good. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to the website of Welch College, welch.edu, and you're going to look for in the superior where the circle is in Spanish. It says Spanish. You're going to click there. And all the contents that are available in Spanish are going to come out there. So the application, that's how we understand it, which is not the correct form in Spanish. But there you can. So nothing starts until you initiate that application. Because once you submit that, then I am let know that you're interested, and then that's how we get in contact together. So that's really important. You can also call me, but doing the application is one of the first important steps to do. So a part of the certificate program, we moved from a simple certificate of 15 to an associate's in ministry. So right now we're offering an associate in science of ministry. And right there, there's some brothers and sisters who are using this. And it's divided into 3 different areas. So that's art and science, 26, Bible and theology, 25, and ministry, 11 hours. So it's 60 credit hours to obtain the associate in ministry. And if you studied something in college in another place, that is good to let us know, because there's some credits who are transferable and you don't have to keep, you know, taking those classes again. If you haven't done anything in college, that's magnificent. You can start with us and you can finish with us. And those are the different classes that we are offering by name. But it's 60 credit hours in the associates in Bible and ministry. And here it's been a privilege to start doing this and moving to Nashville, Gallatin. That's where the college is, and be able to start this program. And my work in doctorate, it was basically based on this. And I thank God because it has been implemented and it has been coming, you know, to fruit thanks, you know, to Jesus. Welch is here to help and work with the local churches. It's not just an institution. It has nothing to do with the churches. But Welch exists because of the local churches. If this church wasn't existing, Welch College didn't exist. So we feel the necessity to invest in our local churches and all of you. And we do that throughout these programs. So if you feel something, I wouldn't know, but if you feel like the something, just that intuition, that the itchiness, I want to. So first pray that you can see God's thing for your life. And that we would love for you all, you know, to have you all at our college as students. And that way you can serve your church even more in Northwest Community Church and serve even more your community. By the foundation, that biblical foundation you can gain from here. So something that I always ask is, we can't go move to Tennessee. No, these classes are synchronous. So one by one a week, everyone connects through Zoom. And there's one professor that does a conference about approximately an hour and a half. So once a week, if it's one class. If it's 2 classes, there's another class. So then the rest of the work, you do it online. No one's moving anywhere. We have students from California, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, from Panama, from the country of Panama, Spain. We have two students from Spain in this semester, and it's growing. So we have students from all parts that are coming with us once a week. They listen to the conference. They are given the material online. They do the exams and other work online, and they start, you know, completing it there. And, you know, and of course, we're going over it, so no one has to leave their place. Everyone keeps serving their local church as they prepare themselves to work for the Lord. So we thank you. Thank you for Brother Poteet. Thank you for this time and be able to be with you. And I say sorry because we had to go and told Ilian to go, you know, be at his church. So we're going to have to leave soon, but very, very thank you so much. This is a privilege for me to be here today. May God bless you all, brothers and sisters.